ABC News.
There are two different perspectives on this. The first is that they want to see that any extension will have a clear outcome. That is to say, they're not going to accept an extension just for the purpose of ongoing discussion about what might happen. They want to know that there will be a very specific purpose. The alternative view that's been floated is that it could be for a lot longer than a few months to allow them to negotiate the future relationship. And that, of course, would remove the whole question about what happens in the event of the Irish backstop coming into play.
So do you think it's likely that the EU will agree to the request for an extension?
A lot depends on what happens in the UK Parliament next week. If there is a third vote on the withdrawal agreement and it's rejected, I think it really comes into question. The 21st of March is when the EU leaders meet, and they will need to have a very clear understanding of what's going to happen if the UK Parliament has not approved the withdrawal agreement, but also has no alternative plan for what's going to happen.
With Theresa May's deal having been twice now rejected by the House of Commons, albeit with a narrower margin the second time, do you think when MPs vote on it again, they'll start thinking about this really being crunch time and possibly pass her deal?
I do think that's a possibility. I think the Brexiteers are now confronted with the very real option that there could be certainly a long extension to the departure from the EU and possibly no departure at all. But they will be also trying to weigh up whether or not, if it's rejected for a third time, will EU leaders not accept the extension and therefore allow the UK to simply crash out with what's referred to as no deal on the 29th of March. There will be some Brexiteers who would be hoping that if they can still reject the government's motion, that would be the outcome. So it's really going to be a very difficult week ahead for the Prime Minister as she tries yet again to get the deal over the line, but there will be many people who don't want to see that happen.
And of course there's been a lot of talk and suggestions about a second referendum on Brexit in Britain, and MPs rejected that attempt to secure another referendum pretty devastatingly by 334 votes, I think, to 85. That pretty much puts a second referendum in the ground, do you think?
No, not quite. The Labor made the decision to abstain on that particular recommendation because their view was that last night's debates were about the extension and about the process. They are saying that there should be a second referendum, but it should occur once there is a deal approved by Parliament. That deal should be put to the people alongside the option of remaining in the EU. So their view is that a second referendum should occur, but last night was not the time to make that decision.
So really there are still so many variables at play in this situation. You say next week will be fairly tough for the Prime Minister, but how do you see the next few weeks unfolding?
Well, as I say, the crucial decision then will be on the 21st of March when the EU leaders will have to agree or not on the extension. That will be a unanimous decision, so all 27 remaining EU member states will have to agree to the extension. The length of time will need to be very clear, and the purpose of the extension will be very, very clear. And right now, none of those things are being articulated clearly by anybody.
ABC News.